Penguin Random House Audio presents Winter of Summers by Michael Foday. Read for you by Catherine Lee McEwen. Falang. Love looks pretty on you. Introduction. Winter of Summers began in the early hours, while I was sitting outside my hotel suite in Dubai, waiting for the Arabian dawn to break. I hadn't planned to write anything that morning, but the words just started to flow, as if like magic, and there was no stopping them. They became my constant companion, following me wherever I went. Be it relaxing on a sandy beach on an island in Fiji, or strolling up the steps of the Sydney Opera House at dusk, I just couldn't escape them. And then one morning, as the mist rolled in from the sea, the words bid me farewell. The very last piece written at the kitchen table of my home in New Zealand, sipping a strong black coffee laced with whiskey. I really hope you enjoy my fourth book and find within its pages a particular poem or piece of prose that becomes special to you. And whenever you read Winter of Summers, may my words become your traveling companion, wherever life takes you. All my love, Michael. Kiss. Arabian Dawn. She possessed a rare beauty that was slowly revealed with every word she spoke, like how an Arabian dawn softly breaks the darkness with the gentlest of hands. Into depths. Into depths of ocean blue, your summer eyes reflect in mine. Your smile, a rousing, rising sun, greets a morning made for two. We swim, my love, beneath a sea, billowing white upon a bed of coral pink, against the muted light of dawn, sun-kissed bodies gently sink. You are beautiful. The one thing we all have in common is our differences. Embrace your uniqueness. You are beautiful just the way you are. Turned on. Oh, when it comes to being turned on, she said, it's simple. You have to first unbutton my mind before unclipping my bra. We sipped our sadness in glasses poured from a bottle filled with emptiness. A lighthouse in a storm. It was a love that defied the change of seasons, the ebb and flow of tides, the transition from day to night. A lighthouse in a storm. Trigger warning. There is no trigger warning when the gunman pulls the trigger. No safe space when a bullet takes a life. No sanity when insanity is elected. And no humanity when the rifle is protected, but not the child. Run. When you know you're in a toxic relationship, don't just walk away. Run. A world of pretend. The sweet taste of sugar quickly soured, but I smiled through the bitterness at the end of our end. For when a heart so badly broken refuses to mend, all that remains is a world of pretend. A perfect world. I often found myself drifting away from reality, seeking sanctuary within a world of impossible daydreams, where our love refused to die. When you left, I still remember the gentle squeeze of your hand before you said goodbye. Like a little patch of sunshine found on a cold winter's day. Isolation. If only we could escape the prying eyes and virtuous finger-wagging of this small town circus, to run away and hide our love in some distant foreign city, where the past ceases to exist and freedom is found in the company of strangers. Until then, let's just close the shutters, bolt the door, and switch off the lights, and kiss in the dark shadows of glorious isolation. Closer. Whenever you are away from me, the closer we become. A tired butterfly. Our love, a tired butterfly trapped in a glass jar, wings beating like two hearts refusing to let go, oblivious to the reality of fate, disguised as hope. I've tried to forget you. I've tried to forget you, to move on, to run away, only to be held hostage by the relentless thought of what could have been. Please stay. Please stay. Just a little longer. Let not the ticking of a clock force our arms apart, for time loses meaning, becomes nothing without you. Collaboration. Love is a story created by you, but written by another's pen. Sharjah. My love for you comes from a place where stars sing to strangers, and desert sands hold the sea in a delicate embrace. Under a crescent moon, your kiss is sweet, lips sprinkled with sugar dust, pale pink, rose water infused, Rahat Lokum. Where magic wakes with the dawn, the morning call to prayer. If scent made a sound, it would be this, the rarest of perfumes. It is here, from a city of books, my love for you is written. In your arms. In your arms, my anxiety sleeps, where dreams of calm seas begin, the tranquility of knowing I am loved, my salvation. When the dark clouds came. You were always the optimist, the girl who could find the tiny patch of blue in a stormy sky. You once said, love can find a way to overcome any obstacle. I tried my best to believe you, but my eyes could never see past the rain and howling wind. If only I could have shared your enthusiasm and shaken off the self-doubt that gripped my heart. Maybe things might have turned out differently. Perhaps you would have stayed. I never had the courage to tell you just how broken I was, how I had nothing more to give, my glass empty, while yours remained half full. I'm sorry I hurt you like I did, for everything I said, when the dark clouds came. Books. My preferred way to travel is not a plane, but a book. How wonderful it is to be transported somewhere new without having to leave your bed. Little did I know. Little did I know how much you meant to me. My regret, the bitter aftertaste of hindsight, walking alone without the hand that held my life together. A single kiss.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?